If there ever was a puppet under Jewish control, it's the Big Sis Tough Girl at DHS, Janet Napolitano. Big Sis Janet has actually been in the pocket of Big Jew for a long, long time. Think of getting? Big Sis admits it herself.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for those kind words. As has been noted, I have been privileged to work with the Anti-Defamation League since the 1990s, and I have been privileged to receive awards in the past. But I am truly humbled tonight to receive the William and Naomi Gorwitz Institute Service Award for the Departments of Homeland Security's work to combat terrorism, extremism, and injustice.
That's the new buzzword, extremism. Whether it's neo-Nazis, white supremacists, all kinds of extremists are America's brand new threat.
We know in the ADL all too well that plots by neo-Nazis and other anti-Semitic hate groups and white supremacists are not a thing of the past, and terrorists and violent extremists have not lost their resolve to harm America and the American people.
You see, Foxman and friends have entirely changed Homeland Security's focus from terrorists abroad to domestic extremists at home, which was really their ultimate goal in the first place. Michael Chertoff, former Jewish boss of Homeland Security, now head of the Chertoff Group, the primary consultant to DHS, recently echoed Foxman's own words, "We've got to adapt to these brand new threats."
Look, when I look at Homeland Security, there's been a lot of continuity, and I think a lot of what you've seen in terms of the response that Secretary Napolitano talked about is the investment all of us have made over 10 years and want to continue to make. To me, the real lesson for everybody is the threats are out there. They continue to adapt and change. We have to adapt and change.
Indeed, in the last 2 years, Homeland Security began its propaganda shift from foreign terrorists to we the people. And it's always the white guy who's the culprit.
There are individuals in the United States who seek to carry out acts of terrorism and violence against our communities and our country.
Excuse me, your bag! Excuse me! Hey, security!
What you've seen here are only a few examples of events of how people like you can notice something you feel is suspicious or out of the ordinary and report it to their local authorities. Remember, if you see something, say something. Homeland Security starts with hometown security, and we all have a role to play. Working together, we can all help secure our country.
You see, Chertoff and Foxman and their proxy DHS have turned the war on terror into war on Americans, creating fear of one another, when the real threat is Jewry itself in total control, as I've proven time and again, of our ever-growing police state. The Jewish ADL and DHS are undeniably joined at the hip, with the Anti-Defamation League training DHS police against extremist groups, complete with even Holocaust remembrance training.
ADL's acclaimed counterterrorism program, the Advanced Training School, provides training for senior DHS leadership. ADL's training on extremism and hate groups. 3 years ago, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE as it is called, began sending its senior headquarters personnel to another flagship ADL police training program that examines the history of the Holocaust and its implications for law enforcement today.
What's happening here is that cops across the board are conditioned to lump extremism with anti-Semitism. So if anyone uses the Jew word who is not Jewish, he instantly becomes a marked man. Big Janet said as much herself, bundling bigotry, extremism, and anti-Semitism into one package of dangerous groups, right here in the homeland.
And we do not do this work alone. We do it through partnerships with organizations like the ADL. For nearly a century, Americans have known the ADL as a strong voice, standing against anti-Semitism, standing against bigotry, standing against violent extremism. So I'm pleased that our partnership has expanded over the past 3+ years that I've been secretary, because at DHS we believe that local authorities and organizations are best able to identify those individuals or groups exhibiting dangerous behaviors.
Who are these individuals and groups exhibiting dangerous behaviors? They're listed as hate groups by the Jewish Intensive Southern Poverty Law Center, an official watchdog for DHS, where, according to SPLC's Mark Potok, yes, Jewish, even Tea Party members are cited as potential domestic threats.
The Southern Poverty Law Center issues every year an analysis of what happened in the prior year amongst hate groups and other groups on the radical right. In years past, we've concentrated exclusively on hate groups, on race-based groups like the Klan and neo-Nazi groups. This year, we took a much broader look at the radical right in general because it has grown so very much. The thing to really understand about the Patriot Movement and the militias, which are the paramilitary wing of the Patriot Movement, is that they really believe the government is part of an evil scheme to do in Americans. This is a movement that sees the government as the primary enemy and is also completely eaten up with all kinds of conspiracy theories about martial law, about concentration camps, about the Federal Reserve acting as an evil agent, and the list goes on and on. While I don't think it's fair to say that the Tea Party movement as an entity is an extremist movement, I don't think there is any doubt at all that it's a movement that is shot through with radical ideas, with conspiracy theories, and in many instances, with real racist feelings.
But did you know that conservative Christian groups like the American Family Institute and the Family Research Council are also listed as hate groups by the SPLC? Their only crime is that they affirm the biblical censure of lesbianism and male rectal sex as vile affections and acts against nature, as the Bible says. And that's another reason, besides being a puppet, why Jews love Big Sis. As most everyone knows, she's an alleged lesbian herself. And no way can I even imagine her rushing to defend biblically based Christian groups, a primary target of Christ-hating Jewry. You see, women who use penetrating sex toys to imitate the God-ordained means of procreation don't take too kindly to groups that affirm the Bible's clearly stated censure of sexual depravity. For with few, if any, terrorists in America, unless government or Mossad manufactured, it's Christians, returning vets, gun owners, even Tea Party members, who are on Napolitano's hit list. If you see something, say something. Is Big Sis's call to action against your own neighbor? Is the threat from the enemy next door? Or from Big Sis? Or could it be from Big Jew, who's really calling all the shots?